This podcast is supported by the organic mattress and bedding brand, Avocado Green Mattress. At Avocado, we understand the value of sleep, but not just any sleep. Deep, restful, restorative sleep. That's why we created the Avocado Eco Organic Mattress. Certified organic, handcrafted, and built for lasting, restorative sleep. Made with natural materials for cooler, more breathable comfort. So you wake up ready to tackle whatever your day brings. And with our 100-night sleep trial, you can rest even easier knowing that your comfort is our priority. Everyone deserves better sleep. So at Avocado, we make comfort more affordable. Our eco-organic mattress is the most affordable GOTT-certified organic mattress in America, made easier on your budget with flexible financing options. And now you can get up to 15% off all Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. avocadogreenmattress.com.
Welcome to Blush, where romance readers come to flirt with their favorite stories and sometimes their favorite authors. Today, we're absolutely thrilled to be joined by the one and only Maddie Danielle. If you've ever fallen for a fictional lover, stayed up too late for just one more chapter, or felt personally attacked by a spicy scene, today's guest is probably to blame. We're diving into her books, her process, and the irresistible magic she brings to the page. Let's get into it.
Hi, we're back. Yay.
Yay!
New year. Woo!
New year, organs missing and no longer a part of our bodies. It's great.
Yes, it's great. Yeah. So we have another fab author here, and I'm really excited to talk to her because I read her hockey books.
You love all the hockey
books. I love the hockey books. But first, Brandon and I, we're going to do our drinks. What do you have, B?
So I have something totally off-brand for me from Lakeshore Farms, Natural Raspberry Sparkling Moscato.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. And it says, made with natural fruit. Sweet and crisp, our farm-to-bottle raspberry sparkling Moscato tastes like a handful of fresh, juicy berries full of flavor, sweet but tart and refreshing. Best consumed chilled to help bring out the fresh fruit qualities of the wine.
Mm.
Gluten-free. So, it smells very raspberry. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Is it? Is it sweet? Is it, like, super sweet? Because raspberries are kind of tart, so.
No, it has that. It's like the Moscato sweet, but it does have that little bit of a bite from a raspberry. That's pretty
nice.
Good. Yeah.
Mm,
I would definitely swallow and chug it.
You always sound so fancy because you do your narrator voice, and then I'm like.
Do you want me to do it as a guy? I can do it in my voice.
I can do my Midnight Kelly voice. Yeah. Okay. I have a not very fun name, Josh. Josh Sellers. And it's a Sauvignon Blanc. And I just was like, I don't know if I'm feeling the red wine today. I had this in my fridge for my mom and she never drank it. So now I'm drinking it. Too bad, mom. Yep. And it says blended and bottled by Joseph Carr. I don't know if that's supposed to mean something. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so, he's the founder of, his name is Joseph. Why is it called Josh Sellers?
Maybe that's his pseudonym? I don't know.
Oh, it says on the back. Oh, my God. I haven't even started drinking yet. This is great. It says, I created my wines as a tribute to my dad, Josh. He's always on my mind, just like Willie Nelson, you're always on my mind. Do you remember that Willie Nelson song? That's Willie Nelson. You're always on my mind. I sound just like him.
Yes.
Our Sauvignon Blanc is sunshine in a glass, aromatic and bright with a crisp, clean finish. This wine features flavors of lemon and kiwi and scents of green apple. Okay. Mm. Let's see. It does smell like green apple. It smells like a typical Sauvignon Blanc. Mmm, it is. It is. Yeah. You get some of the tart lemon right in the front and in the back. Yep. I like it in the back of my throat. And then the kiwi, the like buttery kiwi flavor is like all in the middle. That's good. I'll swallow that. So we're here with Maddie Danielle, and she also is the first author that we have on that is part of Heathens and Heartbreakers. And throughout the year, we're going to be highlighting our Heathens and Heartbreakers authors.
Yay.
And she's the first. Woo!
Woo!
Okay, so Maddie is a romance author, wife and mother to one daughter and several animals. When she isn't reading or writing, you might find her watching hockey or some cheesy movie. Maddie has been writing since she was a teenager, but it took a backseat when she went to college and got her degree in family and human services. After working as a social worker, she got back into writing as an escape and hasn't looked back since. Maddie is originally from Arizona, but moved to Oregon to attend UO, which is where she still resides with her family.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us.
Fur babies. That is always my first thing.
I was curious too. I'm like, which animals do you have?
Okay. Well, how much time do we have?
So I have. You can talk as
fantastic.
Much as you want.
Fantastic. I have a lot. I have three dogs, a Rottweiler, a Newfoundland, and a Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's an interesting mix. And then two cats, a bearded dragon, and several fish sticks.
That's awesome. I love it. Brandon also has a bunch of animals. I would like to have a menagerie at some point, but I only have one cat right now.
And he is just the biggest love bug ever.
He's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really like on this form that you filled out, it says topic you would like to discuss, and you just put sex and books with an exclamation point.
Did I?
Yeah. Love it.
Love that.
Oh my God, I don't even know.
So I always try to read at least one book of everybody that we're interviewing. And then I saw you had hockey books. So I was like, I'm going for hockey. But you have a variety of different kinds of books.
Yes, I do. I like joke that I'm a mood reader and a mood writer. So I just like, I cannot stick with one genre at all. Like, it's just not like I did the hockey and then I was like, I want to go dark. And so then I did like my dark MMA, why choose? And then I was like, all right, now let's lighten it up and did the small town. doing small town. And then after that, I finished. The third book is in edits right now because it gets simultaneous release with audio. So it goes to the narrators.
Cool. That's smart. That's how, I always tell people that's how they should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon's
a narrator, if you didn't know.
Well, like, I know Brandon. Okay. I know Brandon.
Okay. Okay. All right. I just wanted to. I don't know.
Don't say it like that. I'm literally a nobody. Don't say it like that.
Yeah. You're and not, I work but it's in okay. the like production part, like project management and all that kind of stuff of audiobooks. So we know, if you can do it the same time, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was the thing that wasn't originally the plan with the small towns. I was going to release the first one's called Embers of You. Last June, and then Simon Maverick approached me and wanted to buy the series and release it simultaneous. So then it got pushed back so they could do that. And then the second one comes out on the 13th of this month, and Sean Masters and Helena Walters did it, and it is fabulous.
I bet.
My God, they are so good.
Yeah.
And then the third one, I'm just finishing that. I'll get that to them the end of this month, and that's going to be Brandon Francis and Savannah Thomas.
Love it.
Like, a bunch of my friends, I'm like, yes!
I know. I was like, they're all fabulous, though. They're all so good.
Yeah. I always have such a hard time picking narrators because I'm like, well, I want this many, and that was the problem. Like, I knew for the third, I had two choices for the male narrators for the second book. It was, I wanted Sean Masters or Austin Stone. And had to narrow it down. And then I knew for the third book, I wanted Brandon Francis for the MMC. Like, he's just, like, his voice is just perfect. And I was like, but I was in between a handful for the FMC Lily. And I was like, oh. And then they were like, yep, they all have availability. And I was like, cool. So I have to choose. Because I was kind of like, well, maybe they won't. And then it kind of gets chosen for me. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, cool. So then I had to choose. And I'm not good with choosing.
That's why we like the why choose, you know?
Exactly. Because, I was like, oh, and then, panicked about it. And then I was like, you should just flip a coin. I don't know. Like, how do I choose?
When it's with a production company like that,
any narrator that they have on their roster, that they know what they're doing, you're going to get a good.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
So you have like a bunch of different genres. How do you get inspired for your stories? Is it totally just like mooding?
It's my mooding.
Is it just depend on your mood and then you're like, oh, this would be fun to write, or is it something else?
Yeah. So like it's some mood. Some I will just get like a scene in my head, or like sometimes a line in my head, and I'll write it down, and I have a folder of like all different ideas that I'm like, I'll come back to one day. Like I have one that I literally think of a scene for. It would be a best friend's brother. And so I have that scene written, and I'm like, one day I will come back to this. Like they have names. They have like, I know kind of the general premise, but I don't know where it fits in like the grand scheme of my, you know, schedule. Mm-hmm. So one day it'll come back. So it just kind of depends. And then like the small town, I actually started writing that before I wrote The Hat Trick, my hockey I choose. And because I had written my first series that I don't talk about it. It's fine. It's there. I don't really talk about it. It's okay. We love her. We don't talk about her. And then I was going to write Embers, was write the small town. It's like firefighter, you know. I was like, yes, because that was inspired by real life to an extent, not with a firefighter. My best friend is a dog groomer, and she was grooming my dogs, and the salon she worked at faced the fire station. And one day they were out there cleaning the fire truck, and we were like, oh my God, this is a book.
Yeah.
This is a book. And like plotted the whole thing out. And there is a bird that lived at the salon named Jerry Lee. And he's a cockatoo that would say, shut up, Vern, and bark. And I was like, well, Jerry Lee has to be in it. And so literally like had this whole thing. And then I got inspired into hockey to finally write hockey. And I was like, oh, I choose. And then that took over. And I was like, I will come back to it. And my friend has been like, you need to write Jameson and Sutton. You need to write. And I'm like, I know. I will get back to it. And then after I got the darkness out of my system for a minute, I was like, all right, I'll come back. I'll do it. So a lot of things just sit there for years. Yeah. And then I get there eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean,
that's my mooding.
We always like it if you eventually get there, you know.
Oh my God.
True. Preferably not too long, but you know.
Right. Sometimes, yeah.
A little.
Yeah. Edge me a little. But not for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So who's your hockey team?
I wish you could see right now. I have a big Kraken flag right there.
Ooh, Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live in Oregon, so they're my closest. So obviously that makes the Kraken. Sense. Yeah.
Yeah,
I also like the Bruins, but they've traded away a lot of my fate. So
wait. Who's your favorite NFL team?
I don't watch football.
We're gonna talk about hockey, Brandon. Not
I know, but she just said she lives in Oregon, and so Seattle.
She wanted you to say the Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks. I was gonna say, the Oregon Ducks. That's not NFL. That's my college.
Seahawks are the number. They are the champions of their division this year, so
yeah, Seahawks then. I love it. It's Seattle, and if I have to pick, then I'm picking any Seattle team, since they're the closest, because we only have a basketball team.
You don't have much over there. Were you into hockey before you went to college in Oregon, or did it start there?
Yeah, I grew up. So ironically, I grew up in Arizona. So we had the Arizona Coyotes, which are no longer a thing anymore. It's very sad. Uh-huh. So, so I liked the Coyotes. Well, I mean, I liked the Coyotes, but only because like I had, because they were the team. But
they were,
they were never good. But
so I'm in Michigan. So Red Wings are my jam. And my dad is from Detroit. So I'm like, people are like, you're closer to Chicago. And I'm like, no.
No, not the Blackhawks.
No, not the Blackhawks. Keep that name out of your mouth.
My editor lives in Michigan, and she's a big Red Wings fan.
Yay! That's great. So I thoroughly enjoyed the hockey book.
Thank you.
And as I read The Hat Trick, I really liked how the girls were like, we don't know anything about hockey. And I liked how they called icing frosting and all that. You know, it was really cute. I think it was done well instead of just being like, here's all the hockey stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. It was good. I liked a lot of things about that book, but that was a good one.
I did want to make it like very beginner hockey.
Yeah.
Because I do know that it can be hard when it's like you're throwing all these terms out there to someone who doesn't actually watch the sport or like familiar. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You need to learn some stuff. So I was like, well, it'd be cute if they were like learning.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like that. Yeah. It was really cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's funny because it's a three guys and one girl. And I'm like, it was cute.
Cute and dirty.
Yes. Some other things that are dirty and enjoyable.
I was going to say, but we like that.
We do. Do you get inspiration for your characters? You kind of talked about this from real life or people you know in real life, like you said, like the firefighters. Do you know hockey players?
God, I wish. No. sadly, some people get inspired by real life and other people do not. And the hockey books are not, sadly.
That's okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Kelly. <Yeah. laughs>
I don't know if hockey player, I feel like hockey players kind of get a bad rap too, so maybe it's best if they,
Yeah.
Sometimes they get a bad rap, so it's like, yeah. Also, like, stay away from real hockey players and real teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another thing. It's like using a real team in, like, just in general, like a real team name or something in a book. It's like,
I appreciate, you know, they're professional hockey players, but it's a fictional team, you know? Because it's Colorado, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Denver,
And I was like, Denver. And I was like, Denver Dragons. Mm-hmm. I was like, it better not be the Avalanche. I can't stand them either from way back in the 90s.
No.
I was like, I hope they're not the Avalanche. And then they weren't. So hooray.
They were not. Yay. The Denver Dragons, because I like alliteration.
So, Maddie, I have to ask, of all the characters you've written, who is the character you would fuck? Who's the character you would marry? And who's the one you would kill?
I don't know. All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to cop out and kill someone from my first series that I don't talk about.
Well, that's not fair.
I love it.
Because anyone else would get mad at me. I'll say that.
Come on. Spill it, girl. Come on.
Okay. Like, of series that are more known, people will get so mad at this answer, but I would kill Kane from Uncaged. He's like the asshole in the harem, and he pisses me off.
So that's the MMA one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like super stalkery and like psychotic. To kill him.
Oh, he sounds exactly like my type.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love him, and it's great. It's just when I was writing it, he pissed me off. Because I'm like, this is supposed to be a why choose, and you're not sharing.
Also kind of hot, not going to lie.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Rude.
Rude. Probably
the fucking Mary one hard.
Wheeler. Yeah, the Mary one is the hard one, but probably Colton Wheeler. He is the MMC of the third hockey book, The Breakout. He would be a good time. Would thoroughly enjoy him. But yeah, Mary. Corella? I would probably have to say Parker, who hasn't come out yet. He's the third small town book.
Ooh.
Hasn't come out yet.
I love how you were like squirming and like having to like play with your hair while you're like,
Don't think about it. Because there's so many good options. Yeah, probably Parker. I love friends to lovers. I love a down bad man. Yeah. I love like a golden retriever, just type. And that's him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they are so like underrated, to be honest. Everybody wants like the anti-hero, but there is something to be said for your little golden retrievers, but that are like kick ass, but like your golden retriever types. And there's just, and I don't think they get enough credit for that. And it drives me a little bit nuts.
Yeah. I think they kind of are like, oh, they're just like silly or whatever. But I mean, really, I feel like if you're going to take any character traits from book boyfriends and want them in real life, it would totally be that, you know?
Yeah. I think it's because it would be more acceptable in real life. People are like, eh.
Yeah.
But like the morally gray, like the questionable ones, it's like, no, I want him.
Yeah. Those are the ones I always like.
We do want them.
We do want them.
We want them together at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They're underrated.
I want all of the above.
Honestly. Yeah.
Give me all of these. When you do the why choose, do you think like of archetypes like, well, I got to have one who's like a golden retriever. I got to have one who's the asshole. I got to have one who's, you know, whatever. Do you do that or you're just like, ooh, this person would be good to put in here and then see how they
turn
out?
That's what she said.
I know.
That's what she said. At the same damn time.
Yeah.
Yes and no. I don't like go into it being like, okay, I need this, this, and this. But when I am doing my very minimal plotting, I'm like, I want them to be different. I want them to be different. So I'm like, yes, this guy, you know, he's going to be a little more of a good boy. And like this one is going to be more of a jerk, but also has like this for this reason and like, things like that. I don't like sort of go into it of filling, what is it, like checking
holes?
The boxes or something.
Filling
yeah,
holes.
Holes. I mean, there are lots of holes, but you know.
She's really filled. Good at getting all the holes filled. She's
yeah, they'll get
that.
Filled.
Mm-hmm. Checking yeah. the boxes. Yeah.
Checking
categories
the boxes
like, or whatever.
Don't, yeah.
You're writing spicy scenes with multiple people. Do you have to draw like little, like how do you make sure there are enough receptacles for appendages and...
Mm-hmm. And there's nobody like stepping on someone's face or whatever.
I mean,
sometimes they like that.
Sometimes,
Kelly,
don't
sometimes
yuck everybody
I know. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's what do you mean?
An
not
accidental
doing that.
Face stomping.
More like forgetting about a limb. More
oh,
yeah. the problem. Yeah. I do draw pictures. There was a scene. There was a scene in Uncaged that I had to draw a picture for because I could not figure it out. It was all the holes were very filled, two in one and one in yeah. And I was
wow.
like, okay, and I was like, how cool. does this work?
But how does everybody? That's what I'm always confused
yeah.
about. Is how did the guys position themselves?
Yep, that's the one in the middle. I was trying
like their
to.
Asshole yeah, is literally in somebody else's mouth at that point, and it's not supposed.
Yeah, but also just like, where do your the actual body and your legs and everything go? Like.
For me, it was the legs and like
yeah.
the like someone's gonna have to squat, and that doesn't seem comfortable. Yeah, but like not, but like awkwardly, like a squat
yeah.
on top of somebody else's legs. But
yeah.
also,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that's only good in porn when they can be like, okay, cut, break,
yeah,
right.
That's so not realistic.
No, uh-huh. it's not at all. It's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
I
so
have a whole
I wrote the
soapbox about, like, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with porn, but my thing is, if you're giving guys really unrealistic expectations into what my body can do, I'm sorry, but you're going to go home disappointed, guys. I'm sorry. Like, I cannot do this for 45 minutes. Like, you're
no.
getting it 5-10 minutes tops if I take a break or if I'm on my knees, but if I'm just doing this the whole fucking
oh,
time,
yeah.
oh, dear
like,
God,
no.
I'm going to die.
And you're not yeah. looking cute or making good noises.
Oh, God,
you're just
no.
like,
ugh. You're making all the bad, like, the ugliest noises. You've got, like,
yes.
the ugly cry face on. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't feel my legs anymore. Not
yeah.
even.
Or anything else.
Yeah. You're like, was it
yeah.
good for you? Because I hate it.
Because it was not for me.
But you know what's funny, though? Okay. On that topic, in our little polls and stuff, guys seem to really like when girls are doing that whole thing and doing that like whole squatting thing where like their knees are like way the fuck up
yeah.
here. And they're just like, and I'm like, that, who the fuck can do that? Like, what normal human being? Okay, maybe you have superpowers and like legs of steel and, you
uh-huh.
know, you won the sperm and egg Olympics. Great. But like for the rest of us, there is no fucking way. And
uh-huh.
that's not it. Like, there's no... All you're going to feel are your legs. You're not going to feel anything happening
feel
down
any,
there.
Yeah,
it's
no,
all
no.
burning in your legs. So, like,
yes.
Stop.
And like
stop
me,
with the fake
like,
moaning. Stop making
yeah.
it seem like it's a great thing. None of us like it.
Be
not
honest, ladies, is what we need
yeah.
to say.
Guys,
yeah.
write this down. Write this down. We don't like it. It's not that we don't like it. We're not getting off that way. So if some girl
yeah.
that you're with is making all the noises, I'm going to tell you now, she's faking it. And
or
if
she's
you need
making
verification
noises and you think it's good noises.
Yeah.
You know? I'm in so much pain, but it's...
And the dude's like,
oh,
yes,
she really loves this. Great.
Yeah.
God. She is not having a good time. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of that, the polls, we haven't talked about any of these that we've asked people to give us, you know, like examples of. And we can ask Maddie one of them too.
We need to.
Yeah. So what was a reason that
reason either ghosted someone or that you broke up, you like reason you ended the date early.
Yeah, you ended the date early. Do you have any of those, Maddie, that you like, I had to get out of here like right quick?
I wish I did. I really don't. I've only had like, I have not dated very much. Like,
that's okay.
Dated.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Like, I had two serious boyfriends and then my husband.
Like, you. Like, that's great.
Dated.
Girl. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I wish I did, though. I wish I had a good story.
Well, okay. Here's the thing is, I only
Kelly's had. Kelly's not like, good stories.
I only had like two real boyfriends before I got married. But that's real boyfriends. There were other people that were around. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Yeah. Wait. Rewind for a minute. I had real
not
boyfriends,
at one
other
time.
People were around.
Not at one time.
I mean, there was people that I would like, went.
And that I would like, yes, I'd be like, I'll tell you how it works. No, I don't know in real life. But there were people that I had like, you know, casually dated or like mess around with, but there was only two real boyfriends and then my husband, and now we are not together anymore. And it's been about a year. Yeah.
Oh, God, that makes me look like a dick. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Sure.
So, this last year has been interesting.
And it's been great. It's been
great
so entertaining for
Brandon.
For me. I have,
somebody
I swear
else,
to God,
yeah.
I have lived vicariously through her entire experience. Every text message, every picture, video, weird
picture,
thing,
video, whatever. She's seeing
weird
them all.
Thing that they do. I know about, or I've seen, or I've heard, and I'm just like, we need to talk about that sometime soon on the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what friends are for. I've seen, there's like those things of like, if you're texting her, just know you're not texting just her. You're texting her and her best friend.
Yeah.
Like,
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what people told us. There were some really good ones on that one. And I don't remember. The only one I remember is a friend of mine from high school. And all she wrote was micropeen.
I mean, what more is there to say?
I mean, you know. Yeah. But there was this wasn't a, I never even got to like the official date with this person. It was Juicebox guy, Brandon.
We have nicknames for all of them too.
Yeah.
So no, I love it.
It's great.
So this one, he had sent me an explicit picture, video, whatever, a few times.
Oh, this
and
one?
Then, no. I don't know. That was Mullet Man was the fingertip.
Oh, that's a whole
mess. Mullet Man was a mess all over the place.
Yeah.
But he had sent me some videos. And then, like, as we talked more, I was like, this guy seems kind of weird. And then he sent me another picture. And I was like, why'd you send me a completely different dick? And he was like, what? Just because I'm not trimmed? And I'm like, dude, it's totally different. I was like, it's obviously, it's not just because you haven't trimmed your pubes, dude. It's a different dick. I was like no.
Do they think we're not going to know? That's the thing. Like,
I don't
understand.
And if you're sending it, like, I mean, you're sending it. So maybe you think that somehow at some point you'll find out.
Right.
What's real or what is not real.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how do you think I'm going to compare? Like,
the thing is, I think some of them just want pussy pictures.
Yes.
Honestly,
I do.
I don't think they have any
like,
intention of meeting anyone in person. It's
I was
like, going
to say, there's been a lot of that. And that's that one that I just sent you a screenshot of. Mm-hmm. Like, I was getting annoyed with it. I was like, I'm tired of like one night stands. I'm tired of just like sexting for 12 years and never actually meeting somebody. Like, why would you read unless you're with somebody and that's your, like, just looking for dirty pictures? But, like, why would you rather have pictures than be with someone in real life? You know what I mean?
Right.
Seems weird. But there's been quite a few that are just like, this is what I want, and then done. And I'm like, fuck that. And I don't know if they think, like, because we like to read, you know, dirty books. And I mean, there's explicit language in the books, you know, but I don't know if they think, oh, yeah, that means I can just start talking to you like that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because people have done that with me, too. They're like, oh, you work with romance books? Cool. Now I'm just going to be like a dirty horn dog all the time.
I get that, too, when they're like, oh, what do you narrate? Oh, say something to me. And I'm like, your mother is a cankerous whore.
Mm-hmm.
Does that turn you on, baby? Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
I'm
like,
such an asshole. I'm so sorry.
No, but it's like people I know, obviously, we can like bullshit and stuff, you know, but someone I just meet is going to be like, hey, no, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets gross.
Anyway,
I couldn't imagine. Like, fine. I couldn't imagine. Like, because, you know, I have like author friends that are single and dating. And I'm like, so what do you tell them, like, what you do? Because I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Just like the door that would open.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
It either goes where they like instantly think, yeah, you're just going to like talk about like sex all the time. And that's all that you're there for is to dirty talk. Or they think that, like, there was this one guy that I had to keep telling him that they were real books, you know? And I was like, no. That was also somebody I met one time and was like, no, you're done. But
you're done.
Yeah,
you're done. You're done.
But yeah, they either make fun of it because they don't understand.
Yeah.
Or they think you're just going to be like a porn star all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, neither one of those is accurate.
Yeah, none of the above, actually.
Yeah, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Actually, none of the above.
Guys, write that down, too.
Yeah, write that one down, too. So, Heathens and Heartbreakers, I want to talk about that for a minute. That is June 24th through 26th, 2027 in Dallas. And what are you planning on having there?
I don't know. I mean, I have... stuff. Hopefully still like my special editions. I have some of them back there. Like that's by Omnibus for the dark MMA I choose.
Oh, cool.
Gorgeous. Definitely that one. I call it the big, beautiful bitch because it is. It's like
I love
huge.
It.
And yeah. And gosh, 2027. So Small Town series will be done. So hopefully that's the first special edition. I'll be starting on the second gen of the Dragons, so.
Ooh, I was going to ask if you're going to have special edition hockey books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I won't of the first ones. I had, so for the last year, I had Not Safe for Work editions. I actually still have one for the hat trick right here because I owe it to my PA. I had those this year, not printing them again, but because I have other ones, but
yeah,
I'm sure the second gen will end up having some special editions because I have a problem. So
Maddie, do you tell any of your family members not to read your books?
Tell them all not to read them. Not to read them, but they never listen to me.
Really? Do they talk about it like Thanksgiving and stuff?
No, luckily, my family lives here, so I don't have to like see them that often. But my mom lives in San Diego, my dad lives in Hawaii. Which yes, we are all jealous about it. And my mom really likes to read, and so she's like, "Oh, I'll read your books." I was like, "Please don't, please do not." And then she goes and reads the first book of my first series, and I was like, "Okay, cool." And she's like, "Well, I liked it, just not all the sex stuff." And I was like, "Then don't read my books."
You're like, "That's what it is.
Don't read them." And so I told her not to read anymore. And then my dad doesn't read them, but his girlfriend listens to them on speaker. And when he's around.
What?
Yeah. So he has heard them when she listens to them.
But at least it's not your voice. You know what I mean? That would be
No. Yeah. No. But still, like, she's like, oh, yeah, I listened to the hat trick. Your dad heard some of it. I was like, huh? I got to go. I got to leave.
Maddie, are there things that your readers don't know about you that you wish they did know?
Ooh. I don't know.
I'm a pretty open book. That's also like my downfall too, because then I'll say things where I'm like, shouldn't have said that. But here we are. So I don't know. I mean, like, people are really surprised when I say I was a social worker, and that's like, you know, I don't hide it, but it is something that people are like, what? Like, yeah. What do you mean?
I'm like, yep.
I think your personality is good for social work. I think
I do too.
Yeah.
I think just if people like read my books and then they're like, you were, and it's like, yeah,
like, you did what?
I was. Yeah, that's the thing, is like, I had to testify in court and do all this stuff all the time, and like, be, and you'd never know it now with all my peens. Like, wow, I was not good at testifying in court. Let's make that very clear. I was not good at it, but I did have to do it. Oh, and I would have to write court reports. This was actually really funny, because I actually wrote the hat trick while I was at that job too. So I had like written several books, and it was like doing decently well. And I would literally, this is sounds so crazy, but like, so it started doing decently well. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to show up to court one day and they're going to like pull this out as like a way to discredit me, that they're going to be like, is this you? It's not, I mean, Maddie Danielle, I mean, it's like kind of my name. It's not my, you know, it's not my legal name. Yeah. Technically, like, they would have to dig to find that it's me. But I was like so paranoid that like parent was going to find my TikTok, or like somehow someone was going to find out it was me. I'm going to show up to court and they're going to pull this out to discredit me. And I was like, this is what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I don't know why. And yeah, it was like the craziest thing. But when I'd write court reports.
Crazy that way. Like, some people do see through all kinds of stuff. And okay, people in those situations, like, they really, people.
Yeah.
There's some crazies.
So do you want to play the put a finger down game, Maddie?
Ooh, sure.
Are you okay if there are spicy questions?
Of course.
Okay, so you've got to put 10 fingers up. I will put up 5 for the first one because I'm doing the cards. Okay. Put a finger down if you've hooked up with a local while traveling abroad.
Oh.
Put your hands up higher, Kelly.
No, I'm trying to. Well, because I have hooked up with a Polish person and a Belgian person and an Australian person. While traveling over there? But never when I was there. They were all here. I know.
Count.
That's why I had to think about it. Traveling abroad.
Put a finger down if your body count is higher than 10. Kelly, put a finger down for anybody listening and not watching.
Okay.
Put a finger down if you've seen one of your grandparents naked.
Ew.
No.
Okay, I'm putting a finger down because I was a caretaker for my grandma.
I was going to say, that's what I was going to say. If you do, like, caretaking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so. Kelly's got 9. Maddie's got 10. I've got 9. All right. Put a finger down if you've slept with someone within an hour of meeting them. Nobody is putting fingers down. Oh,
I think
wait.
I have, yeah. I didn't time it, but I think.
I'm trying
I didn't time it.
I didn't time it, but, like. We're hanging out.
I don't know if it. There's
something.
Maybe someone in college. Yeah, it was like a party, and I was like, "I like that dude. I'm gonna go home with that dude." And then I did.
So Kelly's at 8, Maddie's at 9. I'm at 9, right? I can't see all your fingers. Put a finger down if you've watched porn with another person. We all put fingers down. All right. Put a finger up if you've had breakup sex.
No.
I don't really
Once
want
I'm done with someone, I'm done.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Put a finger down if you've filmed a sex tape.
Oh, we did this before. Not a full-on, like, sex tape, but we have recorded parts of sexy times.
So Kelly put a finger down. I put a finger down. Maddie, did you put a finger down?
No, I'm like, I don't want to see that. I don't myself.
That's okay, what was like. Well, like, he asked me that. Am I at 6? Is that right? Or was I 7?
I don't know. 7?
7. I think it's 7. But he asked me that after we did it. He's like, have you watched that at all? And I was like, no, because all I did was critique myself. And he's like, oh, you didn't watch it for, like, you know, personal time? And I was like, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Isn't that weird? I think that's what we as women do. Like, we will watch ourselves and just be like, oh. Meanwhile, the guy's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like,
look at how hot this is. Yeah. And they also, you know, women are so hypercritical of their bodies. And guys are like, I don't even notice that. I like this part of your body, you know.
Just show me the whole. Like, that's all they care.
So, yeah. But I was like, nope, I have no desire to watch this again.
Yeah. I feel that. All right. Put a finger up if you've hooked up with a roommate.
I have kissed a roommate, but not actual, like.
Not hooked up?
Yeah.
All right. So nobody's moving.
I lived with 4 boys for 2 years in college.
And that never happened?
You're saying nothing?
Well, I kissed a couple of them.
That's not.
There was a friend that I hooked up with that was always at my house. He might as well have been a roommate.
Stop trying to put fingers down.
He was friends of the friend of the boys I lived with. Yeah. He was friends of the guys I lived with.
All right. Put a finger down if you use lube more often than not. Yeah, I don't have that issue. Now, okay.
Depends on what you're doing.
I was just going to say, it does depend on that. And it also depends if you're not attracted to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, let's be honest, at a certain age with like perimenopause, menopause, other things, it could happen. I understand. But like,
but they can also help you out without using lube.
But what if they look like Mr. Bean?
Then why are you there in the first place?
Maybe, because maybe their like tongue is like a swimmer in the Olympics and they've got a cock made of gold. I don't know.
Well, that's
sometimes
what I mean. Like,
doesn't matter what they look like.
They can go down on you and then that helps. You know what I mean? If they go down on you for a long time.
But it dries up. It's saliva. It dries differently than like our
it
actual
does.
Natural.
It does. Or like, if have you ever had the fan on and then they go down on you and then they get up and then it's like dry?
No. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't like the fan.
No. All right. Put a finger down if you've had sex in 3 or more different countries.
Yeah.
Kelly's the only one. How many do you have? 6?
I have 6.
Maddie, how many do you have?
8.
8. And I've got 7. Okay. Put a finger down.
I wish.
Put a finger down if you've gone down on someone or vice versa while driving.
I wish.
What, you wish you have done it to somebody or you wish somebody did it to you?
Either one.
I've done it. I honestly don't know how. What's the 50-mile rule?
So every time, and this is great for road trips, but when you do road trips, I say 100 miles. But
I was going to say, we do road trips together, Brandon. Do we have to do this?
Yes. every 100 miles, you take care of the person driving, whether it's going down on them or hand time. And it just makes the drive kind of fun. Now, here's the thing. If you have somebody that can't stay focused while they're
That's
driving.
That's what I was going to say. Like, do I don't know how they're able to stay focused on driving while that happens.
I think I don't know. See, and not being a guy, I don't know. But like, I couldn't, like, as a female, you couldn't do it to me because I would be like, I would have to have one leg up here on the dash and the other one somewhere else. Like, it wouldn't work out. But for guys, I think it works just fine. But
yeah.
I always worry about, am I going to get impaled by something? Or like, is the.
I mean, I even have a hard time with like 69 because I'm concentrating too much on what I'm supposed to be doing to like. Enjoy it. So I'm like, how do you do this while driving? I don't get it.
Yeah, to be fair, not while I'm driving because I'm a terrible driver anyway. And like, I can barely see anyway, but like passenger seat or
I don't get it.
All right. So what are we at? I'm at 6. You're at 5. Maddie, you're
eight,
at
8.
Okay. Put a finger down if you've paid for an OnlyFans or any other adult content. No, because it's all free.
Mm-hmm. I have paid for an OnlyFans because I was curious.
Oh, let's hear about this.
Yeah. Well, 2 different ones because, one, Girthmaster.
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing about him. I have no idea who that is, but people keep talking about him.
Oh,
he's the one
look
from Australia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met him in Vegas, too. It was a whole thing. I was very
Were you there for,
it.
Like, the adult film industry awards or whatever?
No, it was for Love in Vegas, the signing.
Oh. And he was there?
Him, Hawk Hates You and Small Hands showed up to like the Halloween party thing. So I met, I met them.
Hawk did a
Small Hands like Small Hands?
Well, his name is Small Hands.
The porn star is, his name is Small Hands.
Yeah.
So Hawk and Small Hands.
It's weird. He has a good sized dick. It's, I don't
know. Yeah. I don't know why.
Does he have small hands? Does he have a good sized hand?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah. I know that's his porn name.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of sweet tattoos. He does not have small hands or a small dick. No. But I know Hawk and Small Hands did content together.
So Hawk, Small Hands, and Girth did a video together.
I didn't know there was Girth Master involved. I thought it was just...
I mean, Hawk and Small Hands have done stuff together, too. Yeah. And then they've also done stuff with Girth, but they did one all together.
All three of them.
Yeah. And yeah. So, yes.
That's fun.
I have paid, but yeah, and I met them in Vegas, and it was a whole thing. We got very excited, and Girth Master is 6'6", and I'm 5'4", and so it was like, hi.
I don't even have to get on my knees at this point.
No, you really don't.
You're right there.
You see the picture of us, and and Hawk
That's
is just
hilarious.
This tiny little thing.
Hawk is tiny. Like,
yeah,
I didn't,
they're tiny.
They've been at a couple events that we've been at, and we haven't really, like, met. But seeing them around from how it looks on socials, I was like, they're a tiny person. Tiny, tiny.
Yeah, I was very surprised. I was like, look, and I saw them. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, you are very small.
All right. Put a finger down if you own 3 or more adult toys.
Yeah.
So Kelly's at 4. Brandon's at 5. Maddie's at 6.
6.
Okay. Put a finger down if you typically play background music while doing it. Oh, God, that just makes it so much more fun.
Yeah. Why? Having it quiet is weird.
Yeah. I would say that or like the TV.
Yeah.
So I have heard that some people find it really distracting to have music in the background. And I'm like, no. Like, it
adds to it.
Yeah.
You got to have like sexy time music and you can't be like, I really want you to pay attention to this song, so I'm going to play it while we do it. No.
Really listen to the lyrics.
Yes.
Jesus.
Or, I mean, and it can't be something dumb. Like, you can't be listening to like, What Does the Fox Say?
Okay. Yeah. Like, or like,
in all fairness,
remember that, put a telephone in your butt. Put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Do you remember that song? Don't put that on. Although I probably will do it next time.
I was just going to say, God. I would laugh my ass off. All right. How many fingers do we all have? I have 4.
I have 3.
Kelly has 3. Maddie has 5. Okay.
3, 4, 5.
Put a finger up if you've hooked up with your ex more than a month after break. We kind of already answered that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Put a finger down if you've done it.
I did.
Ooh, Maddie.
Wait. Oh.
I have.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let's talk about that.
Bad choices. Younger. Down.
We were sober. We were.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I feel about that. I feel that way about my ex. I totally understand it.
It was like unfinished business, like closure type situation.
Yeah.
I get
so, but yeah.
That's fair.
Unfortunately. That's
true. We all have those, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Put a finger down if you like being spanked. Okay. It depends on the type, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all in agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. We all have fingers down. Put a finger down if you've used a sex swing.
I tried.
I had one in my living room.
I tried and it broke. Well, it was the one that it's not like a full on like from the ceiling, but you hook it over like the back of a door, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then you
I don't, those make me nervous.
It made me real nervous, but it came in like, it was like a goodie bag of all kinds of fun stuff. And so I was like, let's try this. And I had one leg in and he was trying to lift up my other leg and the whole thing just,
oh my God.
And that's why,
I did a boudoir shoot and was in one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually did it with snakes. So there's a bunch of pictures of me with snakes.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I did it last for my birthday. I turned 30 last year. So I did it for my dirty 30. birthday. That's awesome. And it was really cool. And so there was.
I was like, I've done some boudoir shirts, but never with snakes.
Yeah,
I'm super jealous now.
So it was really cool.
I feel like I want to like Britney Spears it.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was, yeah, there's some really cool. There was like ball pythons and boas and an anaconda. And
that's all sorts of,
I love snakes. But yeah, so it was really cool. And so there was a sex swing there. And so like I took some pictures on it with like a snake. One of the snakes went up it. So there was like really cool. It wrapped around it.
That's so cool. So
okay, cool. Let me just clarify mine. Mine is not really. It's a yoga trapeze in my living room. It's never been used for that, but I'll say it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Put a finger up if you've hooked up with an ex's family member.
No.
No, but just to be a dick, sometimes I wish I would have. Put a finger down if you don't like to cuddle after sex. If I don't like you, I don't want to cuddle after sex.
Yeah. You don't like to cuddle, Maddie?
I don't like to cuddle, period. Don't
really
touch me.
That's okay.
That's how my sister is.
I'm like, don't. No. I am not physical touch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I am a very big like touch person.
Mm-hmm. I am a very, so I don't want people touching me unless like there are a select few where I'm like Kelly, I am totally touchy-feely with very specific people. But like if I'm just fucking you to get off, don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I am too. Like that's what I tell people sometimes. I'm like, you'll know I like you if I touch you. Like even if it's just like a, you know, just on your arm or something.
Little but, things. Otherwise, get the fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. Like,
so if it is, if it's aftercare or if it's somebody that I actually like, then yes. Yeah. I do like the cuddling.
Yeah, me too. So I don't know if I should put a finger down or not.
I didn't. No, it's put a finger up for that one, isn't it?
No, put a finger down if you don't like to cuddle after sex.
Oh, yeah. So Maddie put her finger down, but I'm not going to. Because usually, usually I do.
Okay, Maddie, how many fingers do you have?
Four.
Kelly?
Two.
Two. I have three. Okay. Put a finger down if you've done it in a public place.
Does a park count?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get arrested for like public indecency? Yes. And yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I think in a park it might be a little worse, but yeah.
Yeah, honestly. Now you're on a registry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was a park across from my house in college. So yeah. It happened often with a lot of people. Not me.
I'm like, kill me.
A lot of people went over there for banging.
Put a finger down if you've had sex while someone else watched.
No, not like a specific, like, this is like, I'm going to sit here and watch you. No.
No cuck chair.
Yeah, the cuck chair.
Okay. Put a finger up if you've gone to third base in the back seat while someone else was driving. That's really specific.
I did with my high school boyfriend. I feel like in high school, it's like, oh, get what you can get whenever you can.
It sounds very high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're counting bases, then yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I had to be like, what even is third base?
Right. You
know? Yeah.
And it's debated because some people like, is that like hand stuff? Is that mouth stuff? Like, it's different for some. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So, what is it? Hold on.
I don't know.
I thought hand stuff was second.
I thought second was just feeling up like your boobs.
That's what I
first.
Thought.
First base is just kissing.
Kissing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've been doing this all wrong.
And then I thought like third for like us in school was like handies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like.
See, that's the debate, though, because then where does that come in? Because that's also not.
I thought it was
like,
second.
It's like, well, that's not second.
Well, she thought handies were second. Boobs was first.
That was all first. Hand stuff was second. Oral stuff was third. And then, like, the whole thing was, like, home
I think,
run.
Like, how we kind of.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. I think we were like, kissing is like first, boobs was second, and then either like hand or oral was third. Mm-hmm. But I feel like oral is way more involved than a hand.
Yeah.
I think that's like almost fourth. Like, yeah. That is almost home run.
You're
like,
that's halfway like home.
Yeah, you're halfway home. Like,
but yeah. I mean, if he's the one doing it to us, we might as well be home.
true.
Yes, dang it. All right. Put a finger down if you've gone to work intoxicated within the past year. And let me clarify, because if we're working from home, if we have been intoxicated while we have been either writing or podcasting or proofing or prepping or narrating, I am putting a finger down.
Oh, me too. I mean, hi. We're
like, for me, I have narrated because I couldn't.
Yeah.
Make it sound believable. So I got a little tipsy one night.
There's been some books like proofing that I was like, I need to have a glass of wine while I'm proofing this because they're difficult to get through because it's super intense. Yeah.
Look, I understand my narrating is not the best and you have to get drunk to listen to it. Okay. You don't have to point that out, Kelly.
I love your sexy noises, Brandon. You do make good sex noises.
Hit or miss if like people want noises or like graphic audio as opposed to like not, because like I'm fine with that, but like if there's mouth noises, I cannot like listening to Quinn.
No.
Like the kissing.
No.
Listen,
no.
I like listening to Quinn sometimes, but if there's like the kissing noises, I'm like, stop. My friend and I were listening. We're like, stop kissing me. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
See, I think of it as a different, there's wet noises and then there's dry noises, which is like you're breathing, you're moaning. But like the.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah.
No. I don't
like
want
I don't want that. Yeah. That nothing will take me out of it faster.
No. Wet.
But moan, breathe, whimper, like do all of that. That's cool with me, but.
All right, how many fingers do we all have?
I'm out.
Oh, Kelly's out. It's me and Maddie. Maddie has 4. I have 2. Okay. Put a finger up if you accidentally discovered any of your parents' R-rated accessories.
I'm not playing anymore, correct?
I mean, if you need to put a finger up, Kelly. Kelly, put a finger up. I have another finger up. Maddie?
No, my parents weren't together very long. But
neither were mine, but...
Yeah, I found my mom's things.
I found... Okay, so I was staying with my dad one summer, and VHS tapes were not clearly marked as to what they were.
Oh.
It was gross. And I...
Trauma.
All right. Put a finger down if you prefer being submissive.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big finger down for me.
How many fingers are we at?
That was my second time out.
So Kelly has 0, Medi has 3, I have 2. Okay. Put a finger up if you've done it in a cemetery.
Yeah. Great.
I'm like, I see you.
I like how you were like,
Kelly. All right. Put a finger down if you and a close friend have hooked up with the same person.
Yep.
Kelly is out for like the 3rd time.
I know.
So Maddie has 2. I have 2. Okay. All right. Put a finger down if you've had a friend take sexy pictures of yourself. Help you take pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a finger up if you've walked in on a family member doing it.
Not a family member.
Not walked in, I've heard.
I was like, what, crawled in? Like, what?
No.
Like, I dropped in from the ceiling.
I heard and ran the other direction.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, which family member?
My mom. I would needed to get something. Like, there was, like, a storage closet. Like, the way her house was, like, her room and then, like, the storage closet. And I needed something out of the storage closet one night for some reason. And so I went and I heard and I just, like... and ran back to my room the other side of the house.
Yeah.
And I couldn't look at anybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. She doesn't know that either.
Never told her.
That's probably good for her because I'm sure she would be mortified, but still.
Yeah. Oh. And I don't need to. I was going to be like, hey, mom. Heard ya. Like, not doing that. And I didn't stick around. It was literally.
And like high five. Good job on your
No. It was literally like, you know, a second of like, is that? Oh my God. And, I was like 18. Like, it was,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Put a finger down if you've dressed up in costume during sex.
I already have fingers down, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I have toes down.
Yeah. have you done a costume, Maddie?
Not.
Do you like to do dress up?
No. Not like, I haven't like gone out of like my way to be like, you know.
Yeah.
Brandon, what about you? Did you do Slave Leia?
Ooh.
You did.
I told you that.
I know.
It doesn't. Okay. So here's the thing. Just because I dressed up in the attempt doesn't mean it was anything happened from it.
Well, that's on the dude.
I know. But I'm just saying.
I did. I mean, like, I definitely, I wear costumes just like walking around my house. Like, I, you know, but I will say, I really like when the guy does it.
Like, I have pictures from a friend who was hooking up with a guy who had did a screen. He did a screen mask. So I have a picture of her. It's her profile picture on my phone of her going down on him. And he's in his mask, and it's like her. She's in lingerie, and so like her ass is out. And I'm not saying names, but if
awesome.
She hears this, she 100% knows this, and it's a great picture of her ass. And so, but yeah, so he's like screen mask, and like yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's okay. I kind of like that. All right, last one. Put a finger down if you've given or received a golden shower.
No, God, absolutely not.
Oh, Brandon has.
Oh,
given one.
Yeah.
Because they were really into it. So
she has not received. Yeah. But
I've
that's good
received.
For you that if it's
too,
like if it's someone was into it, you're like, okay, yeah, I'll take care of you.
Like, I mean, I got to pee anyway, so.
So might as well.
Might as well.
And it was my ex-husband, to be honest. Like, did I feel bad? No. He was super into it. And I'm like, fuck, all right.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yeah. Now we all know each other a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. It was fabulous. Is there anything else you want people to know about you or your books that we haven't covered?
I don't even. I'm so bad at that. I'm like, what do you want people to know? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just here. I'm just a girl. Like, I don't
know. Where are your books available?
Pretty much over Amazon, mostly. I have a website. Some indie bookstores also have
what
them.
What do you get the most proceeds from? Because we want to make sure we support you and not everything else.
Yeah.
My website for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Which is also signed copies. So.
Oh, nice.
There's that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're Heathens and Heartbreakers. This is, you know, we're doing all the people going to be there. But do you have any other events like for 2026 that you're going to be at?
Several. Yeah. 2026 is all booked and busy, which is a minute messed up, but it's fine. So I'll be at Lovelit Con in San Diego next month in February. Sports Romance Con in Minneapolis in March. Wicked Readers in Washington in April. Signed with Spice in Maine in May. Spicy Reads events also in San Diego. Smutmas and the Smokies in Nashville in July. And then Love Letters to Boston in October.
Fun.
Wow. You do
booked
have
and busy.
A busy schedule.
I will say, too, at Lovelit Con, I have a narrator joining me. If you know Macy Miller, she... She's who narrated my Uncaged book. She's the FMC.
Aww.
So she's going to be assisting me there. So
that's awesome.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love
that's
that.
That's really cool. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up. This was awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, I guess that's it. Right? I'm so bad. I don't know how to end these things. I'm so bad.
All right. So this is the end of our episode.
We will for sure see you at Heathens and Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
2027.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
And we will talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.